Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to our coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft. Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, and Zach Jones with you here as we dip into the 9 o'clock hour. We are approaching round 3 of the NFL Draft. And another safety off the board before the Bills can get there. It is Javon Bullard. The Georgia safety goes to Green Bay. And guys, the closer and closer we get to 60, the more and more it feels like double dip is the way.
Yeah, I think absolutely, especially because
it's making too much sense.
And the rum never happened. Like, you look at value-wise, it is the wide receiver position. I mean, the only wide receivers to be taken so far in this round, of course, Keon Coleman by the Bills to open up the second round, Ladd McConkey. Then you wait until Jalen Polk. Then we've got a bit to go before it's Adonai Mitchell going at 52 to the Indianapolis Colts. That's it.
Yeah, and then a tight end gets taken before the next wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like, and it just, like, there's so much going on here. More defensive tackles. It just, there's
really
this strange...
everyone is bulking up in the trenches. A lot of teams are bulking up.
Defensive tackles this round, and it's kind of concerning when it comes to actual depth and quality of depth that you're getting. If you wanted a D tackle for Buffalo, I hate to break it to you, son.
I wouldn't do it.
It's not a good idea right now.
Feels like it'd be a bad idea to
Michael
do so.
Hall Jr. was probably the last one you could probably expect with a round 2 grade. It does not make sense value-wise, I don't think, for this to be a position to attack at this point.
And then even edge rusher Marshawn Nealon going off the board.
And
to
Chris Braswell here to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 57. I jumped
another
a little
edge
bit
rusher.
On Green Bay. So there's another edge rusher going off
corner the
board. Corner
is the only other thing I could think of.
It feels too
corner,
right.
Corner, I would even say, doesn't make a lot of sense either, just because we did have that run
of the Bills roster too.
Well,
though.
The Bills roster as well, but we had that run on corners. You're going to go it pretty late here. It just, and I know we talk a lot about the wide receiver position, but they do still have another need at another outside wide receiver to effectively replace both Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. And so that's kind of the position that feels most needed for the Bills at this point, and just value-wise.
What about offensive? I know tackles
guard.
Have been going.
Take
guard.
Another guard.
But I'm thinking like maybe even a Blake Fisher from Notre Dame.
Maybe. I wonder if they would. This is already a team, though, that has made moves on their offensive line due to liking a lot of what they have as younger players. So it'd be interesting. It would definitely be interesting, but this is also a team I think that they had. Did they have J.C. Latham in on a visit? I can't remember if they did, but they have had guys come in on visits of the offensive line, and right now who they've got, of course, you got Alec Anderson. He's one of the young guys they really like. They brought in Lael Collins as well. Tommy Doyle is kind of somebody we're really hoping anything for other than just to stay healthy for the poor guy. So, I mean, yeah, guard, maybe I could actually see that happening as well. I mean,
however,
center isn't really going to happen.
However, I mean, you're looking at a potential double dip for this, and the wide receiver train suddenly that we thought was derailed yesterday goes exactly to the station.
It kind of essentially goes exactly how everyone really, I guess, kind of wanted it to happen, outside of just they took their guy in at the first pick of the second
there's
round.
There's a little drama
first.
Involved with it of deciding to bail out, but... Yeah, if they end up with two
course,
wide receivers.
And then, of course, yes, the Packers here, they do take Javon Bullard out of Georgia, the safety.
That was the only other player I was really hoping for here.
Jaden Hicks, I think, as well, but as I've said about safety, I just don't love the value there.
I thought Bullard would be like just worthy of that kind of
and
pick, though.
And there are two very good veteran safeties available if the Bills can't catch safety here. Justin Simmons, Quandre Diggs. I mean, those are two very quality safeties. Yes.
And that is something the Bills like to do. They don't really like to play young safeties. I know Sal Capaccio talked about
with Mike Bulldog for the future, though. Like, you have a guy stashed ready to go.
But that's where
because
you
have a pair of guys that are veterans that could start right away for you, and you can do a slow burn. But a slow burn is not usually a second round pick anyway.
It's
making too much sense right now that the wide receiver train arrives to the station exactly the way that we all envisioned, which is two picks.
Especially because I think Brandon Bean wants three starters out of tonight.
The Houston Texans pick is in. It is tackle Blake Fisher from Notre Dame. So two Notre Dame tackles.
There's the last
going
name I mentioned for offensive
first
line.
Two rounds.
There we go.
O-line U continues, folks.
I mean, it's not happening. And with that,
we're on the clock.
The Bills are on the clock at 60 here.
It just makes too much sense now.
I think it's going to be wide receiver here. I really, really do.
How disappointed are you if it's not a wide receiver, honestly?
I don't know if I'm that disappointed.
I don't need it to be,
but I think it just, as we've been talking about, I think from a value perspective, the run on defensive players in the second round has been
stunning.
Nothing short of remarkable. I mean, they're just like every really good value pick at the defensive side of the ball, on the defensive side of the ball, is off the board for the Bills.
Yeah, this is gonna be a good one here. Like
Trey Benson, don't sleep on it.
Benson, I said it. I kind of hate it.
See, that's going to be the pick that makes me upset. They've put too if
it's too much of an investment into a position that you're recycling.
Yeah.
And you're using higher picks to recycle a position that recycles.
It's just like that's a position that
would
make me
really frustrated.
Find the guy in the fourth or the fifth. It would make me really frustrated because
why'd you have to reintroduce that into the universe? Because I think you're right now.
See, I don't. I don't yet.
No, there's a consistent pattern here.
There is. There is. There is.
Embrace death.
Oh, man.
We're back.
I hate it.
Nate, you had to say it, and here comes the
I don't like that he stayed quiet this whole time. He just threw it out there and just stayed quiet.
Yeah, no, he's kind of
nihilism. That's a good one. It reminds me of one of my favorite lines from oh my gosh. Dude, my brain is in so many different...
It's all prospects.
Big Lebowski. It's the Big Lebowski.
There we go.
Nihilist! Say what you will about communism, but at least it's an ethos.
At least an ethos. Such a good movie.
The tenets of communism.
Please clip that, Evan.
Yes, the Buffalo Bills are on the clock now at pick 60.
Pick is in.
Mel's team needs wide receiver, safety, offensive lineman, offensive line. I just cannot imagine they go there. And I do see what the pick is, and I kind of understand it.
You're not angry, which is good news to me.
I understand it. I'm interested in it.
My guess is that it's not a wide receiver, or it's a wide receiver you didn't expect. But that said, you're not upset.
I'm not saying anything.
Twitter so much.
You're not upset, which means it's not Trey. Trey Benson.
I am not upset in the slightest.
That's good to me.
Which would be a sign it's not Trey Benson. That's probably right.
Yeah. No, that's the sign it's not the running back.
It's not Trey Benson.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
There you go. No, that's it would be like a book. If it was the running back, you said you'd be mad,
I'd be upset.
And you are not a good actor.
That's fair. That's very fair.
I've known you for too long now. You're not a good actor.
Yeah, I'm a terrible actor.
Terrible actor. I can't say that.
No, it's probably fair.
Not for raw emotions.
My Twitter isn't...
You're not good at suppressing them. We've played D&D. You're a decent actor.
Eh. You can do the voices. That's about it. But in all seriousness, though, I do like this pick for the Bills. It is, I will say this, it is going to be a pick that absolutely fills a need, and I don't think they're reaching by any stretch of the imagination. He's not a name we've brought up much, though. He is not a name we've brought up much, but I do
think... He has been mocked quite a bit.
Over the
last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Around this area.
Yep.
And listen, they've got some good intel from their first round pick from last year on this player. Is a guy that his teammate, I'm sure, got really captain for Utah as well. So we can look at, the pick is everywhere.
Are they still announcing these on the air at this point or no? Like,
yeah.
Are they? Because I haven't really been paying attention.
Yeah, they do. They do through the second round. After that, it gets a little dicey.
Yeah, we will. We'll play the pick live
once Roger decides to get up there.
We'll have to be on our best behavior here, gentlemen.
And then we should have Sal Capaccio after the pick as well, live from One Bills Drive. So we'll have that for you as well as we wait.
This is now the longest commercial break from ESPN ever.
Especially, I mean, the pick is on Twitter. It's everywhere.
Pick's on Twitter. It's in. If you're on the internet, you know what we're talking about. And overall, yeah, no, this is going to be a solid one. I think that
the worst part is, though, it's like not a very sexy pick, ultimately. It's not.
I would say it's not a unsexy pick, though.
No, it's probably fair.
Yeah. And it goes back to something where you can make these.
I also kind of didn't realize.
You can make these selections, though, with a stable organization.
I didn't realize
like
either. They're going young guys, too, here. This player's 21 years old, won't turn 22 until October. They're going young guys.
It's also kind of the nature of draft classes nowadays, though, too.
See, but with that COVID year, you're getting a lot of guys that are 23 years old. I mean, Xavier Legette kind of being the most
the
known
second
one.
Youngest player at the position that is draft eligible.
Okay, then. Shut up, Derek.
Yeah, you're old. Is that what you were talking
no,
about?
No, I was talking about, like, oh, maybe it's not just, like, the players that they're selecting. And you're like, nope, that's the second youngest player at the position. Yep, I'll just shut up now. That's and half the listener base is now like, thank God.
Uh-huh. All right, the pick is in. We've got, is it going to be Aaron Williams again on the stage?
Find out.
Let's see.
Don't believe so.
There's the graphic.
Yo, first of all, shout out to Detroit for hosting. It's such a great event. Y'all did a great job. Much love. Shout out to all my people in Buffalo out there in venue. My guys in Texas, the NOLO crew. Mom and dad, love you guys. Siblings, all that. With the 60th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Cole Bishop, DB, Utah.
Started 29.
So there you have it. The Bills get their safety.
And that was something I was mentioning was, they've got a couple of veteran guys who are going to start in front of that player in Cole Bishop, but it's a young safety that Sean McDermott will be able to mold into the leader of the secondary.
Comes in, I mean, good size as well, about 6'2", 200 pounds. Ran a 4.45, by the way, at the combine as well. So that he's not a safety necessarily that you're getting. That's it's a less athletic cornerback that has to transition. He's just he's a very good athlete, it looks like. Again, Nate, you brought up as well, he was a captain at Utah, a very good football program. And I think maybe my favorite thing so far at this point, they have gone very young at their two picks. Coleman is 20, turning 21 in middle of May, and then Cole Bishop is 21 and won't be 22 until October. So they're going young at the positions that they've decided to go get, and it's a need. It's a need. I have no problem with it. Again, we have yet to see the run of wide receiver, so I don't think the Bills feel that they're necessarily needing to go do it. And Bishop absolutely looks to be a very good pickup by the Bills, and value-wise even as well, with Dane Brugler, you know, he's their fourth-ranked safety. That's not bad by any means.
Do we have Sal Capaccio?
Brandon Bean
okay,
maybe
we're waiting on Brandon Bean, so
here.
we should have Brandon Bean here in just a moment, so we'll wait for the Bills general manager. And then we'll also have Keon Coleman for you guys in the 9:30 segment, the Bills first round pick, who spoke at the media earlier, so we'll have that for you within this hour as well. If we get Cole Bishop, we'll do the same as well. So the two newest Buffalo Bills, Keon Coleman and Cole Bishop, at two positions of I think a great deal of need for the Bills, right? I mean, these are wide receiver and safety, two positions that, you know, have had a mass exodus this offseason between Diggs and Gabriel Davis and Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. They've done well to replace those positions with very young, as you mentioned, Zach, very young players with, I think, some very good ceilings. And potentially both guys could be starters key depth pieces,
yep.
You know, kind of going into training camp.
It's going to be interesting. I do like this so far with them. They're taking very good athletes. They're taking guys that I don't want to say have been unheralded, but definitely not have been main characters, I guess, in the draft process. And I've really enjoyed it. I think it's been more than fine. I do wonder, though, if they're going to try to trade into the third round to maybe pick earlier than,
absolutely,
what, 95?
They have four fifth-round picks. I just tweeted out. they are probably moving up in round three because they're going to see someone that they like. They have the ammunition to do it, and when you're in round three, mm-hmm. all those fifth round picks suddenly look a little more tantalizing.
Yeah, and there's a guy like, you know, just going back to the offense, Javon Baker still yeah. absolutely on the board. Jacob Cowing out of Arizona.
Troy Franklin.
Roman
still
Wilson
there.
Is a guy there. That's probably a day around
Senior
three.
Bowl darling Malachi Corley is out there as well. Could be interesting. It could be absolutely interesting.
Guy I really like, too.
I'm genuinely happy, though, with what they've got so far.
Yeah, another guy I really like, too, is Malik Washington from Virginia.
Yep.
It's a name to pay attention to as well. The Ravens are coming up here. We have yes. the Detroit Lions pick. They take another corner.
Rake Straw, though. He finally goes.
If we're being honest, though, like this is Detroit's only need.
Yeah, that's right. And they lost Sutton, right, yep. because he's going to be done.
And this is huge value, though.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Rake Straw here. That's a good pick.
But this
loving what Detroit's been doing as of late, it's weird. Someone call Joe Yurden, see how he's feeling.
It's their one need. Go heavy on it, and after that, I mean, just essentially prosper. I said it yesterday, and I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to say anything bad about Brad Holmes. The man has been phenomenal since getting into the job, building the Lions from a joke of a franchise into maybe one of the best well-run franchises.
I'm going to check on Joe Yurden and let him know, hey, man, your team keeps killing it in the draft. Are you okay?
And especially when you have a quarterback like Jared Goff, who ultimately I think you need to put a very talented core around him. They keep doing that. They continue to just put talent around him so that Jared Goff does not have to be Superman. Just be you. And it's been really interesting to watch how they operate. And I think it's been really, really good.
All right, so the Ravens, their pick is now in. They're going offensive tackle, Washington tackle, Roger Rosengarten here at pick number 62. We are approaching the end of round two very rapidly as we get into round three. We've got two more picks, San Francisco up here at 31 or 63 overall, and the 32nd pick of round two, 64th overall by Kansas City. What are you guys thinking maybe Kansas City does here?
Ooh.
Goes away.
So, they take a wide receiver. Offensive line? I mean, we talked about it last night. That's kind of a need for them. And I think it's still very much a need for them if they need to kind of figure that out. But where do they go? I mean, like, there's been such a run in both rounds of guards and tackles going at such incredibly quick pops.
I refuse to answer this question because I don't want to.
That's fair. That's totally fair. I'm thinking it's got to be offensive line here. In all seriousness, I think it's got to be. That's fair. That's fair. I want to just like see who's even like available here for them to go get. I mean, we're looking at guys who do not have grades in the second round.
Yeah, Kingsley. Suamataya.
Yeah. Okay.
BYU.
Oh,
yep.
That's an I.
I mean, that's going to be the guy. Like, that's it, really. I mean.
Yeah.
What about Jatavion Sanders, tight end?
They're gonna hate him. He doesn't block. I mean, like there's the whole of like, oh, he does not block. He is one of the lazier, quote unquote, tight ends you can get.
I would say less physical, probably, not lazier.
I don't even want to say less physical. It's like when Adonai Mitchell was kind of getting like, you know, they were banging the drum kind of like, you know, he doesn't
trade,
do
Kansas
much.
City trade up one spot.
Is that what they did? Yeah, that's what they did. They moved up, all right, and their pick is in. I'm interested to see who this is.
Keep throwing away picks, moving up minuscule spots, Chiefs. Okay.
I'm interested to see who this is. If it is Jatavion Sanders, I got there. I don't know. I mean, he's 6'7". He's a freak of nature in terms of just everything he can do. But there's also a reason why another tight end went before him. There's a reason why he was not the highest or one of, like, you know, the heralded tight ends that we were getting. He didn't have a Darnell Washington-type pop that we saw last year that ultimately didn't mean much. I mean, he's kind of been a ghost in much of this draft process. And a lot of it is just he does not do the little things very well at all. He actually seems to have no interest in doing them at all.
Kansas City trading up one spot again. Well, they traded up a couple of spots with the Bills.
And by the way, the Ravens did take an offensive tackle.
They did. Rosengarten.
Oh my God, yeah.
Out of Washington.
The offensive line's almost like
so,
a non-option.
Well, you know what, though? With then the Chiefs moving up, they said, screw it. We've got to pick somebody. We've got to get somebody on the offensive line. I would imagine that's what it's for, is that they just keep seeing people go, and they've got to jump up and go get it. For me, that's what I would think it'd be. And it looks like that's what it is. Do you want me to do we want me to just tip it?
Yep, sure.
It's Kansas City. Nobody cares.
BYU offensive tackle Kingsley Sumatea. Is that?
Yep.
Yep.
There you go. And that's what it is. I mean, they had to go get somebody. They had to.
Yeah, because the drop off after that was pretty significant.
Yeah. This is you know what? They had to throw away another pick.
Oh, Jamal Charles, hook him.
There you go. Oh, that's back when the Chiefs were okay. And not Public Enemy number one.
They were okay. It's because they had Matt Castle.
No, it's because they had Jamal Charles. I like Jamal Charles.
Also, Tyler Dunn, real quick, had some quotes from scouts on Bill's new safety, Cole Bishop. Quote, he's one of the more cerebral players. Tackling was concerned last year, but I thought it was better this year. He's a better athlete than some might give him credit for. Another quote, he can play nickel. He's a quick. He goes to get it, whether it's a run or pass. And then another one, great kid, coach's pet. He's an early starter. That screams Bills. that screams a Bills player, especially coach's pet. I mean, the safety tandem of Hyde and Poyer were so fundamental to the Bills' defensive success over the past, you know, 6-7 years. I'd imagine they do want somebody that is going to just be at the hip of Bobby Babbage and Sean McDermott to just absorb as much knowledge as possible. And then with being a very good athlete that he is, can be very, very interesting.
And you mentioned, though, the cerebral portion of this. Like, that's a Sean McDermott masterclass type of pick right there, then.
If I see a notebook, though, in, like, their little embedded series that they do, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it.
But it still helps, you know, with that kind of regime and the type of defense that they run, that you want a guy that is cerebral, that is going to, again, be the almost de facto commander of the secondary over the next several couple of years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's you groom him to be that guy.
We are waiting for Bills general manager Brandon Bean, who should be speaking here shortly. We aren't going to get Brandon Bean. We don't know.
Not going to lie. Okay, I kind of love if we don't get him. That kind of means he's probably doing something.
Cook.
Cook. I'm choosing to take it as a positive.
Work the phone.
Is that I think he's doing something.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, he can be completely wrong, but
there's a difference. He made the pick at 33. He knew he wasn't going to be trying to leap into the 40s, and he was done by the time the 40s were.
Yeah.
Like, we were getting to pick 40, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So, he probably might be working the phones here because the third round runs a little faster, too. So,
I think the third round is when they stop having everyone go up there to, like, just say the picks.
Yeah.
And they just start, here's the pick.
The second round, it is now, like, we're in a sprint and a marathon at the same time.
And they've got forfeits.
There's no way they use all of those when they finally have a third round pick and Bean has been wanting that.
Yeah.
Now that he has it, it's all the way at the bottom, though, which means he's going to want to find his way up further in round three, and this is the opportunity to do it. He has the 4 5th round picks. That's the chance to do it. That's your currency. Yeah. You start using it to move.
When's it happening? I mean, that's ultimately the thing, is when is it going to happen? And we do have another cornerback going off the board, by the way,
TJ Tampa finally?
It is not.
Wow.
Florida State's Renardo Green goes off the board here to San Francisco. Man, I just, like, that is.
That's going to wrap up round two.
No wonder they never draft.
Wow.
I just don't like it. They're not very good
They're not good at it. I mean, Pearsall? Nobody had Ricky Pearsall as a first-round pick.
That one still.
I liked him, but I didn't
I'm kind of mad none of us have been able to bring it up because we were sort of rattled by the Bills.
You two were angry.
Like, he's going to be 24 years old at the start of his rookie year. He was a primary, if not only, slot receiver at Florida.
Considering what the 49ers have, though?
That's fair, but you also had trade talks with two of your big-name wide receivers. I got to imagine at some point one of them's gone. Debo's 28 years old as well and has not had a good season in 2 years. It's interesting.
All right, we're going to take a timeout on the other side. We'll get you Keon Coleman. We've also got Cole Bishop speaking right now, so we'll get that for you probably in the early 10 o'clock hour. So we'll hear from both Bills draft picks coming up here, and we'll also get Sal Capaccio live from One Bills Drive. Lots to get to, and the Bills will be on the clock probably in an hour or so, unless, of course, they move up. You're listening to continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft here on WGR.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back to WGR's continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft. Nate Geary, Dara Kramer, and Zach Jones alongside for you. We are going to bring you Bills first-round pick, Keon Coleman.
Hey, Keon, can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Congratulations. Appreciate you taking some time to talk to our local media here. We'll start off with the first question from Sal Capaccio.
Hi, Keon. Sal Capaccio here, WGR Sports Radio 550. Congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo. What was the process like with the Bills? Can you kind of tell us about, you know, your first time you met with them and then going through the draft process, meeting with them, ultimately leading up to tonight?
I mean, we had some great previous visits, you know, starting with the combine, with the formal interviews and stuff like that. We went through a lot of film. You know, we expressed the mutual interest and stuff like that. And, you know, pretty much it's just like if it come down to it, you know, we love you. We would love to have you as our guy. And I was like, I would love to come there and work and get to work and, you know, earn everything that I'm going to get, you know, when it comes to playing on the field and all of that thing, and things like that. So, you know, it's been a great, you know, a great experience. And then we met again at the combine. And then I went up there for my 30, and it just was great. It was a great connection. You know, we love what we were doing on the board together. And, you know, we got a great feel for each other. And, you know, I think that ultimately played into the decision.
Brandon Bean just spoke. He said that you love Josh Allen. You know who Josh Allen is, all about him. Can you kind of tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, I've been a fan of his game, man. Since watching him at Wyoming, I didn't even know who he was. But you know, I don't know how a Wyoming game came on my TV screen down south. But, man, he could really throw the ball. He could spin it. You know, he has pretty much everything you want out of a quarterback. And if everything breaks down, he can continue to make the play, keep it alive. So, man, he's just a great guy on top of all of that, you know, from what I, you know, the short things I can see, the little things I can see. But, you know, I just love to play with him, you know.
Thank you, Keon. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Keon. Matt Bove here with Channel 7 in Buffalo. Congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you so much. I'm proud to be there.
So, when you say that it felt like there was a lot of mutual interest and Brandon Bean says, hey, that, you know, we know that this is a guy who kind of does what we want, why do you think you're a good fit here?
I mean, I'm a hard worker. I work hard and, you know, I don't like to be given anything. I like to work for everything I'm going to get and I like to earn it because it's special that way. And, you know, I'm a guy that can play the X. I can move around on the offense and things like that. You know, I think I can pick up information fairly quickly. And, you know, I'm a great guy, I think, outside of just a football player. So, you know, I fit what they want. You know, a guy that's can come in and just, you know, work hard, do what he needs to do and be held accountable. And, you know, ultimately do what they drafted you to do, make some plays and, you know, get on that field as much as you can and then have a great relationship with Josh Allen.
Awesome. Thanks, Keon. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Keon. John Worrell with the Associated Press.
How you doing?
Good. What did you learn or how important was it to have the season that you had, you know, after leaving Michigan State and doing what you did in Florida State?
Can you say that again?
how important was it to have the season that you had at Florida State, you know, in just your first year there?
I mean, I think it showed a lot, you know. I want to put myself to the task of, you know, changing sceneries and, you know, kind of putting myself through this process like that I'm going through now, having to go to a new team and win over my locker room, my receiver room, learn my playbook, come there with whatever expectations there is and, you know, got to ultimately perform. So I tried to put myself through that challenge before I really had to. So I think it was pivotal, you know, being able to pick up the information, you know, a totally different playbook, a totally different scheme and system, a bunch of guys that I have never talked to, spoken to, watched play. So it was fun, you know. I got to, you know, really capitalize on that experience and ultimately played a bunch of great guys, which is, you know, ultimately the plan that I want to win. So we won. So it was big.
Last thing from me, and I don't want to place any extra pressure on you, but, you know, you are the receiver that joins the Bills after the team trades Stephon Diggs. They're not asking you to be Diggs, but what are your expectations walking into this onto this team right now on a unit that lost Diggs and Gabe Davis?
I'm really just trying to come in and, you know, work hard to establish myself as a guy they can trust. You know, win over my locker room, man, and then let the on-the-field stuff take care of itself.
Congrats. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, hey, Keon. Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News. Congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you so much.
What do you know about the team, the organization, the city of Buffalo, the fan base? From the outside looking in, what's your perspective coming in here, joining this franchise?
For one, great fan base. Probably, I say the best in the league. Great fan base. There's a lot of football up there. So people love the game of football. You know, they're very hands-on. They love their players, man. And then outside of that, just the organization, you know, what they're looking for. They're looking for humble guys ready to come in and work and get some wins.
Now, joining this offense, what do you see from this offense that you think can fit your skill set? And do you have any past experience with Joe Brady in terms of conversations beyond the visit that you had?
I'll start with the Coach Brady thing. We spoke at the formal, and then, you know, we spoke again when we was at the 30, and we spent a lot of time together. But, you know, he was down at LSU, I think, earlier on in my career, like high school. But, you know, he ended up leaving around the time they started recruiting me. So it was, you know, just missed him. But, you know, I knew a lot about him. I knew what he was about. I loved the offense that he ran. And, you know, I'm just a big fan of him. You know, he likes to get the ball in the hands of his playmakers. And then he has a quarterback that can – It's like having a guy with Space Jam. He can do everything. So it's like it just makes his job even easier. And, you know, now I'm just hoping to come in there and work and be the guy that he can rely on to go out there and catch the ball from Josh.
All right, thanks. Welcome to Buffalo. Thanks.
Appreciate you.
Keon Coleman, the Waffle House up, King, man? Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports 1080. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah, you know, we spoke at the Combine and we talked about some of the parts of your game, but what is the biggest part of your game that you believe that can help this offense right away?
Being able to play big and play small, just adding some versatility, you know, and then how hard of a work I am. I can catch the ball and things of that nature and just be able to make plays all over the field. I think I can just bring him another reliable target on top of KJ Hamler and the guys that they already have there.
Now, in your conversation, speaking with offensive coordinator Joe Brady, what did he specify what your role would specifically be?
We'll keep that, you know, once I learn to play, but we'll discuss that another time.
Welcome to Buffalo, my guy. We'll find a Waffle House for you.
All right, bet. We could build one.
How's it going, Keon? Welcome to Buffalo.
I appreciate you.
I wanted to ask you about your basketball ability. It's something that Brandon Bean mentioned, your above-the-rim ability, and how playing with Josh Allen there's going to be some freelance opportunities. How much pride do you take in being a guy that when that ball goes up there and it's a 50-50 ball, you're going to come down with it? And how would you characterize the way that playing basketball has impacted your ability and your growth as a wide receiver?
I think having that ability to be able to go up there with the confidence that you're going to come down with the ball every time is a major plus. Especially when you have a quarterback with the arm he has and the ball placement he has, is going to be kind of like pitch and catch. So I think I love that I was able to hone in on that ability, you know, with the gift God gave me and, you know, put some more hard work into it. Then after that, basketball translated a lot, man. You know, side-to-side movements, lateral movements, vertical jumping, speed, quick first step, and things of that nature helps all with the game of football. And then having firm hands, you'll be able to go up and high point a ball or come across the middle, you know, grab a ball. It's all the same thing. I can't hear you. Hold up. I can't hear you.
Then one other question for me, and it goes back to a question that John asked you earlier. With Diggs and Davis gone, there is an opportunity here in Buffalo for targets. How do you go about maybe viewing that as a challenge and as an opportunity for you while not placing the pressure on yourself to feel like you have to fill those shoes right away?
Just going in there and working hard, man, learning my playbook, winning over my room. And Sean, when I'm here to do my job, work hard and be accountable and be where I need to be on the field and off the field. So that's going to earn my trust to them, and that's going to also earn the trust of my quarterback. And then, also getting work in with him, he's going to earn the trust. We're going to earn the trust of each other, the way he can be able to give me the ball and trust that I'm going to do what I need to do with it. Thank you. I still couldn't hear him.
Hey, Keon. Catherine Fitzgerald from the Buffalo News. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Was just wondering, what was today like for you, knowing that there was so much mutual interest for the Bills, but having to wait all day just like for them to even be on the clock?
Man, I was just grateful, man. It could be a lot of mutual interest, but, they ultimately have to pull the trigger and, establish it as their guy that they want to come draft. And I was confident in it, but, you never can be too sure. So I was just waiting and waiting. And, I was just, really just thankful. By the grace of God, I was able to even be able to have my name in the draft. So that's all I was waiting for. Whenever my opportunity was going to come, just be able to be ready to work hard and get to work.
Who all were you watching with?
All of my family, my agent, my mentor, my mom, my uncles, my grandmother, and my brothers and sisters, and then nieces, my nieces and nephews, and then the rest of my family, they were around.
Awesome. Thanks and congrats.
Appreciate you so much.
Hey, Keon, Jenna Cottrell from ABC Rochester. Congratulations. I just had one question for you in terms of, we know your, ability for big catches, your strength, the big body, all that stuff. But what do you say to people who say you don't quite have enough speed?
I've never been caught. I don't think I've ever been just caught from behind, or I don't think I've ever had the chance to not be able to run by somebody. I think, more so than that, I don't think it's not one DB that ever just sat when I was running at him. So, that pretty much tells you all you need to know. The guys that saying about the speed, they're not the guys on the field. So, it's really just, your opinions, they are opinions for a reason. It is what it is.
And then one last question, just what has this moment been like for you? There's so much anticipation for the draft. And then, what does it feel like having this moment come to fruition?
Man, it's just been great. It's been a dream come true. Been chasing this dream since I, came out the womb, and, just being able to be here by the grace of God, thanks to him, my dream came true today, and I'm just ready to be a Buffalo Bill and get to work.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. The newest Buffalo Bill. Well, one of the newest Buffalo Bills, Keon Coleman, the Bills' second round pick, first player taken 33rd overall. We're going to take a timeout on the other side. We'll get to Brandon Bean, Bills general manager, as he reacts to his second round. And we'll also hear from new Bills safety Cole Bishop. All that coming up next here on our continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. Another pick is in. Pick number 69. Nice. The Los Angeles Chargers making their selection here. The kicker that announced their second round pick, who loves the sound of his voice, continues to talk and talk and talk.
Hey, man, we're all kickers here.
It's not true at all.
Also, you could not have picked a worse time for me to turn on my mic coming back from that segment.
Oh, sorry, Junior Colson. Okay, sorry, that's right. They were taking Junior Colson, and then the Giants on the board here at number 70.
Not as nice.
Not as nice. They are taking Kentucky corner Andrew Phillips. Mm. So another corner off the board.
We are moving and shaking. We're already at 70. The Bills are at 95.
There we go.
We're moving.
There we go. This is good. This is
I
good.
I love this part. Like, day two is my favorite day. It again, moves the fastest.
Again, though, Bean has still not speaking with the media. Is he trying to move up? I would like to think he is.
I need more people to truly love day two, because you get two rounds of selections. It's really where a good amount of your value is going to come from. Mm-hmm. Trades galore. Players go and get their guys. It moves fast. And it's not as much of the fanfare as round one.
I think it's a lot of it, too.
So much less time.
Yeah. Way, way less time.
So much less time.
The draft started at 7, and
yep,
within 2 hours and some change, we were done with the round.
Yeah. Like, why don't they start round one at 7
o'clock
again?
A round that was also very heavy in trades.
Yes. Like, there was a lot of moving and shaking, and that's probably one of my favorite things about it, is that it just not only moves fast when it comes to the duration of the picks, it's also the fast moving is more descriptive of the mm-hmm. teams. They want their guys to go get them.
Yeah.
So in round two, 20 defensive players drafted. It was tied for fourth most ever.
There's
in
the
second round of a draft since 2016. It had 22.
That comes after, of course, the draft starting in the first round with 14 straight
offensive players,
including 6 quarterbacks.
Madness.
The worst part is, like, at least 3 of them will be, like, objectively bad.
At least.
Like, you very rarely get the run you did, like, in 2018, where 2 are very good, 2 are bad, and then 1 is, like, you're not really sure.
He
like
started hot, then went cold, and then he's back.
And now Baker Mayfield has another big contract in his name. Like, or has his big contract.
Yeah, so it's all, I'd call it 3. And a 60% success rate is not very common on classes with 5 or more.
Yeah. Jim Harbaugh is all fired up for getting his former player out of Michigan.
All right.
They're all excited for him.
Jim Harbaugh gets excited when, like, his khakis are freshly ironed.
I like nothing that they're doing. Like, Joel's a great pick. I have no problem with that. I mean, like, in the sense of you have Justin Herbert and your decision was, hey, you know who we should pair him with? The guy that held Lamar Jackson back as his OC. Let's do that.
How Greg Roman continues to get offensive coordinator jobs is beyond me.
Like, I just, to me, that's, it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. They get Ladd McConkey. I like that pick a lot. But my only fear with McConkey is what's the potential there? It seems like it's a lot of the Trevondre Sweat, but in a more positive way of his floor and ceiling are like the same level.
He's going to come in,
great separation, and he's going to catch the ball. He's got some speed.
They're probably hoping for Quentin Johnson to just be better next year.
Probably.
If that means that they're looking at him as wide receiver 2 kind of guy. Then,
also a completely different role. Quentin Johnson's the 6'3", 6'4", guy, where Ladd McConkey, again, his big problem is size.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it might be a complimentary pick. And to get him in round 2 like that, that makes sense. I do think that.
By the way, Malachi Corley also going to the Jets.
Yeah.
Troy Franklin still on the board into the third round.
This is fascinating.
A guy that not long ago was getting real hype as a first-round talent is just a non-factor in a wide receiver class, by the way, that has yet to explode. It is yet to be, here comes the run. It never happened.
I think it's because, so here's the thing, because it's so well-hyped as a deep class, I think that,
people are good with letting these guys fall because they feel like they'll get somebody later.
The strength is something that it's becoming now a buyer's market all of a sudden of your receivers, and now you're able to slow cook it a little bit. And there's going to be some really good value in round four, round five for some receivers that this is going to allow for a lot of teams to cook a little bit. Let it cook.
All right, let's go to the Western Hotline before we take a timeout and hear from Sal Capaccio, who joins us live from One Bills Drive. So, Sal, the Bills end the second round with, obviously, Keon Coleman, but Cole Bishop, the safety out of Utah. Talk about some, inside information. His former teammate, Dalton Kincaid, who played with him at Utah last year, captain, ran a pretty good time for safeties, 4.45. Another young guy, Sal, 21 years old, the second youngest safety in the draft. Talk a little bit about the newest Buffalo Bill.
Well, listen, I'm going to say this, and apparently it just gets lost in translation on social media. Surprise, surprise, right? Because I want everybody to understand what I'm saying. Because I said this about Cooper DeJean. Cooper DeJean, I love. I think he's fantastic. He's going to be a really, really good player in this league. And I said, I don't even know if he would start if they put him in the Buffalo Bills right now. It takes a little time at safety for these guys. You've got to play him in a certain role. Look at Cole Bishop, to me, is actually, I think, a Saran Neal replacement to start out. I'm not saying he's Saran Neal. I think he's better than Saran Neal. I think he's a better DB than Saran Neal. He almost certainly is. He's 2 inches taller and the exact same weight. He can play special teams. He'll be a terror on special teams. But he's a good DB. He's more of a big nickel type of DB. But he can play free. He can play strong. He's a very versatile DB. But it's going to take... It's a guy like that isn't walking in here and stealing a job from Taylor Rapp or Mike Edwards, guys. So, look, if he did, that's great. He'll compete, of course. I mean, I can't sit here and say I don't make the Bills roster decisions. We could be sitting here in August and going, that guy's better than Taylor Rapp. Then put him on the field. That's fine. So I'll say it again. I see him to start out as a Saran Neal type of replacement for that role, which is a very important role in this team, by the way. So, take that for what you will. And if somebody says, well, that's stupid as a second rounder, I couldn't disagree with you more. I think those are important roles. And who in this spot is going to start on this team right away? Can you tell me? Like, if you were to draft a guy right now, where you drafted him, by the way, I should say, what is he playing? There's no starting spots open on this team.
Sal, you mentioned that, though, with how the start for Cole Bishop is going to be. And I was saying this to the guys earlier about that selection. You can slow burn him, and that's exactly how you would do it, is letting him be in that special teams role, learning on the fly, and then basically being groomed to be the commander of the secondary next year or beyond.
Exactly right. And if he wins a job this year, then great. Then he walks in here and, man, that's awesome. Like, good for him. And what does that say about maybe Taylor Rapp? I mean, I think Mike Edwards is pretty entrenched. The guy would be Taylor Rapp, but who knows? Maybe Mike Edwards, too. So that's the way I see him. Mm-hmm. But it's a really nice depth piece to have. I mean, this also allows you to – this is a guy – listen, this is also – think about Cam Lewis, right? I mean, Cam Lewis has been in this league 5 years, and he's still a third safety and second nickel corner. And he's super important to this team. Now this allows them to basically kind of use Cam Lewis maybe more as just your backup nickel and use Cole Bishop as your big nickel safety or your third safety or vice versa, whatever you want to do. That's just my point. I think that the unrealistic expectations of fans of to say like a guy drafted in the second round is just going to play special teams is a failure of a draft pick is just ridiculous. I mean, do people? It seems like no one has ever actually paid attention to how drafting works and how rosters work in the NFL.
Yeah, no, Sal, absolutely. And but the other thing that's happening here is there's a lot of the draft community saying that he should challenge to start as well. So maybe
that's
we,
fine.
Maybe
that's
we
fine.
Do get
I'm
the
not
best
saying
case.
He won't.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm just
saying he won't.
I'm just trying to back you up and help the people out here a little bit. Of if he challenges for that spot, like you said, that's a huge bonus. But there's already a way for him to contribute, and that's even better.
100%. That's right. Sorry. Yes.
No, yeah, I'm backing you up.
I don't know. Again, I'm going to make this clear. I don't make Bills roster decisions, right? So I don't know. It's just amazing to me. I mean, who knows? The guy could wind up being an all-pro his rookie year and starting, and I'll be going like, man, I thought that guy would be a special teams player, right? I guess what I'm saying is, like, it's not easy to walk on this team and be a starting safety.
Slow burn is okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. And also, it's okay to have a second-round pick like that. Like, I mean, where? Tell me what other position. By the way, I think that is the one position, though. The one position you could actually take to challenge for a starting job right now is probably there. If someone wants to say left guard, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I think they like, you know, David Edwards there. But where other? What other spot on this team right now is that you took a player would actually challenge to be a starter? They already got their wide receiver. Someone else, you know, said to me, well, that's two picks that are going to, you know, be hopeful contributors. No, no, no. Keon Coleman's playing. Like, he's going to be a major part of this offense. That's your second-round pick, your first second-round pick. And now Cole Bishop, to me, is going to be a guy who's going to play. He's going to play. The question is it just special teams? Is it more than that? Where is it? You know, I just, you can move him around a little bit. So, you know, anyway, that's why I see the pick. I would say if you have a criticism of the pick, if I have a criticism of the pick, it's that I didn't see a lot of people with a second-round grade on him, more of a third-round grade. Maybe they overdrafted him. And what does that tell you? If most people saw him as a third-round pick, then I don't know how he just walks in here and beats out Rapper Edwards.
Sal, quickly before I let you go, Troy Franklin, a pretty significant fall for him. There was some talk that that might be who the Bills target at 33 overall. He had really all draft cycle prior to the combine, not testing particularly well. He was a guy that was viewed as maybe a fringe first rounder. To see him available in the third round, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did he get drafted yet? I haven't been paying attention.
No, yeah, he's still available.
Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, I mean, it didn't hurt Bo Nix much, but I wonder about the Oregon offense. You know, they just roll up all these points and how they use these guys, all these different roles that are kind of not really translatable. They are more these days in the NFL translatable, but, you know, you see that a lot, too. So, yeah, it is a interesting fall for him. I mean, defensive line still needs to be addressed by the Bills, but if they want to double dip, they want to get another receiver, I mean, you know, you could do a lot worse than Troy Franklin. Malachi Corley, is he still around? I've been just kind of doing work down here. I haven't seen some of the picks
that have gone by. He got picked by the Jets, Sal. I'll tell you this. Okay. 20 defensive players were taken in the second round. It was the second most all-time behind 2016 when 22 were taken. The run on defensive tackle was pretty remarkable. The run on corner was pretty significant. And then Marshawn Nealon goes two picks before the Bills. I really thought that might be the pick at 60. It looked like he might fall it right into the lap of the Bills. The defensive end from Western Michigan didn't work out that way. But I think the defensive run, I think the Bills wanted to ensure they got a position of need, but someone on the defensive side of the ball, because I think that there was a real run on defense in that second round with the value, which to me, Sal, just means good receivers are getting pushed on the board.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Is it more surprising that, I guess it'd be more surprising that Troy Franklin has fallen, but wouldn't this be a spot you'd love to get Javon Baker to?
Yes, I agree on Javon Baker. Roman Wilson still available. Now, I don't know the fit exactly. I don't know if that's someone that they would look to put in their offense, but he's available. I mean, Malik Washington's another player I really like out of Virginia. Devontaze Walker out of North Carolina. There are plenty of receivers, Sal, if this team wants to address the wide receiver position. Also, the only two running backs have been taken, and they might look at an Audric Estime here in the third round as well.
Yeah, who knows, right? I mean, they have to add several positions. So they do have one more pick here coming up tonight. So we'll see if they take it and, you know, what they do with it here. By the way, sorry about earlier, guys. We thought we were going to get Brandon Bean. We didn't. We did have the Zoom call with Cole Bishop. So we'll have that. Obviously, I'm sure you guys will play it. And I believe after those make their final selection tonight is when we'll hear from Brandon Bean again.
Sounds good, Sal. We will talk to you shortly.
Okay, thanks.
Sal Capaccio live from One Bills Drive on our West Hur Hotline. Timeout, other side. We've got more from round three. Atlanta on the clock. Cooper Beebe just came off the floor, went off the board, the offensive guard from Kansas City. So we'll get you updated on any of the ones you missed as well coming up here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.